Welcome to Faith Boost, a message by Pastor Andrew McLennan.
Did you know that God is moving in Europe and some are calling it the Quiet Revival? Hi, my name's Andrew. This is Faith Boost, and I'm here today to boost your faith with ancient secrets that still work in the modern world. Well, I just returned from the Ukraine, but I also went to Europe. I preached in Slovakia, in Belgium, and in Britain in several churches there. Also visited Spain with a friend of mine who's one of the key leaders in a wonderful church in Spain. The sense I got in my heart is that God is indeed moving in Europe. There's been a lot of social upheaval in Europe, a lot of economic upheaval. You got to remember, Europe was once the most sophisticated, advanced, the wealthiest part of the world for a very long time. There's still about 800 million odd people in Europe. But if you look at like the world's wealth, I think there's 10 trillion dollar companies in the world today. 8 of them are American. I think 2 of them are Chinese. Not a single European company is listed as a trillion dollar company. It's like their economies have slowed down. They've had this huge mass migration of peoples into Europe from different parts of the world, often from what we call the developing world. And there's a lot of social upheaval. Cities like Paris and Belgium and even London, there's a lot more danger now than there was 30 years ago. There's a lot more crime. There's a lot more division in society. And so some of the Europeans are quite distraught looking at their cities and their towns, their nations, and they're saying, what is going on? But I believe it's causing an openness to God. When I was in Belgium, preached in a wonderful, two wonderful churches in Belgium, actually, and people were weeping. I was talking about prayer and revival and believing God to move and to intervene, and people were weeping and praying. It's a praying church. The worship was incredible. I was weeping in the worship. It was so intense. It was just so heartfelt as the people were crying out to God. I think years ago, maybe in Europe, even Christians got a little bit complacent because life was so good. Life was so easy. But now they're looking, they're staring at the precipice of a society that is not the way they want it to be, a society they don't want to leave to their grandkids where it's unsafe and there's people there who literally hate them, but they've migrated there. They don't want to build together. They don't want to grow together. They want to keep in their little enclaves. There's parts of Brussels now that the police don't even like to go to. There's parts of Paris now that the police don't like to go to because there's so many people there that just hate the society and hate the traditional cultures and the traditional Western values that Europe once adhered to. So it's a time of upheaval. It's a time of upset, discontented, distraught people. But in the midst of this, God is moving, and these people in Belgium were weeping and praying for revival. In Britain, I had such a sense in my heart that God's about to move there. There's been prayer for a long time now in Britain. They've had revivals historically. Men like Whitfield, Wesley, William Wilberforce abolished slavery in the British Empire, you know, in England. William and Catherine Booth started the Salvation Army in Britain. Charles Spurgeon, they called him the Prince of Preachers, came out of Britain. So many wonderful works of God have come out of Great Britain in the last several hundred years. But the last 40 or 50 odd years, it's not been the case. But I believe the prayers of the saints have gone up into heaven itself, into the throne room of God about Britain. And God has heard these prayers. And so really encouraging to see and to hear what God is doing. I've got a Bible verse. I want to read it out because we look at Europe as this massive continent, you know, with this really established culture and this way of life. And a lot of people traditionally have not looked to the Lord the last 50 years. But listen to what God says in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 15. Behold, the nations are as a drop in a bucket and are counted as the small dust on the scales. Look, he lifts up the isles as a very little thing. To God, a nation is nothing. It's nothing. And God can move. As I said, I went down to Spain, into Barcelona, with a friend of mine who's one of the key leaders in a church there. 10 years ago, that church had 150 people in it. Most of them were foreigners. We call them expats. They're foreigners living in Spain who are there for work. And obviously, they're Christian. They want to go to a church. And it was an expat church. This young American couple took over that church. They didn't really want to. They were asked to. Took it over. Fast forward 10 years later till today, 6,000 people now in that church, most of them Spanish. Last year, 1,500 people were saved and baptized in that church. Just incredible. And that's a nation that traditionally has been very strong Catholic. Not many Protestant, evangelical, or Pentecostal churches have done well there. And yet there's a hunger now. There's an openness now to the message of Jesus, the message of life. And that church is growing, and they're going to start planting churches all across Europe. God is moving in Europe. I want to encourage you, pray for Europe. Let's believe God together for a great move of the Holy Spirit in that part of the world.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe on our channel. We hope and pray that you are inspired and strengthened by these short, sharp, Bible-based messages. We would love to know what you think, so write a review or comment. Pastor Andrew's website is i2aw.org. That's i2aw.org. If you've been blessed by this message, share it with someone and they can be blessed too.